Now, when you come to chapter 27 here, it's all in this same period. It's in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. And it's agreed by scholars that this actually came not only then, but came with great force to this man, Zedekiah, the worst of the kings, but they're all in the same boat, by the way. Now, the message is to go out again to all the nations that they are to yield to the king of Babylon. And this man, Jeremiah, he illustrated it. He put a wooden yoke around his neck, and he sent yokes to all of these others. You're to bow to the king of Babylon, verse 8. It shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith the Lord, with the sword, with the famine, with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. And they now are to yield. This is the one clear voice. And this voice is a clear-cut voice, that they are all to yield to the king of Babylon. And had they done that, which they didn't do, they would have saved human life, literally by the thousands. Now, in chapter 28, this prophecy of the yokes continues. And in this, this man Hananiah, the prophet, his prophecy was this, verse 2, chapter 28, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them away. And he'd bring back even Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim. Well, the fact of the matter is that Jeremiah made it clear that Hananiah was not a prophet of God, and he told him that he was a liar. That's a nice way of treating a false prophet, but that's what he said to him, that he was a liar, and that he would die inside of a year. And you know what happened? Verse 15 now, chapter 20. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, I'll cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah, the prophet, died the same year in the 7th month. He died, just as Jeremiah said. Now you would think that this would alert the people and say, well, look, Jeremiah's the one who's calling the shots. Jeremiah's the one that has the understanding. I believe that we had the greatest opportunity any nation ever had after World War II, and we muffed it. And the reason is this, and I'm not discussing parties now, but we have never had a leader in this country from World War II on, and it's caused this nation to miss the greatest opportunity. We have been listening to the wrong voices, and there should be that voice that comes down through the centuries that speaks with authority. And we've never had anyone like that. And as a result, actually the great middle class of our nation, as well as other nations, has been corrupted.